Welcome to the Score, the Aquifax Fantasy Show. I'm Matt Moore, next to the legendary DJ Shockley. Shock, we're still in playoff mode.
Ooh, it's a good week, man. It's still feeling good. Birds got a big win. I'm enjoying this week, man. It's a good time to be a Falcon fan.
And now, when you're in,
win and
you're
in.
Second season.
It's all that matters, man. Speedy's been saying it 1-0.
Speaking of when and you're in, I think you had some pretty good picks in the Score, the Aquifax Fantasy game.
I believe so.
Equifax.com/Falcons. How'd you do?
I did pretty good. I actually moved ahead of Brian Finneran again a little bit more than I did last week. My man Todd McClure is still on top. We got to find a way to get him on the show. We got to find a way how he's continuing to win.
Yeah, we'll try to talk to Todd next week because this will be the final week.
Oh, man. Of
the fantasy game. We're in week 17.
I've enjoyed whooping your butt, man. I don't want it to end.
So how are you? Tell us who you're picking this week in the Score the X fantasy game.
All right, this week I'm staying with Matt. I've done it for 16 weeks straight, so I'm going with Matt Ryan. I'm going to take Jonathan Stewart as a running back. He carries the ball a lot, usually near the goal line, so I'm going to take Jonathan Stewart. Julio, come on. Don't even explain that. And then I'm going to take Kelvin Benjamin. He's been a standout rookie receiver for the Panthers. He's done a good job. And then I'm going to take the Falcons defense. These guys, we talked about before, they think they turned a new leaf, man. They're doing
flying
a good
around
job.
The ball, getting some takeaways.
Takeaways is a must.
Doing a really good job. All right, now let's go to our matchup that we have each week. And the trend continues. I have been smoked all year.
Smoking.
And it doesn't change, does it, Nicole? Tell us all about it.
It doesn't change, Matt. I don't know if you're cursed or what it is because we've
I just
had
like
all Shock these
people. To win.
We just
like
had all these people helping you out. You still can't win. But yes, Shock, you won this week.
Thank
again.
You, Nicole. Thank you.
Let's start with your QB, Aaron Rodgers, against Tampa Bay. He threw a touchdown and had one fumble. He got you 14 points. Forsett. That was
not,
not
so
a good pick.
It's all right.
Only two okay. points, but that's okay because you had Odell Beckham Jr.
No doubt.
He killed it.
Balling.
26 points. He got a couple touchdowns.
Balling.
Antonio Gates, he also was balling. He came back against the 49ers. He got 21 points.
Talk to me.
And Patriots, they got you 5 against the Jets. They had one interception, and they only had 16 points against them. So you got a total of 68
ooh,
points.
Ooh. Very nice. We're not even going to look at my players.
Ooh, ooh.
That's good. Good win again, Sharkley.
So let's talk about Matt Moore's numbers right here. Let's see. 5-7.
Yeah,
not too
terrible.
Good right there. You know, no 20-pointer right there, so...
Better than last week.
46, that's a season high for Matt. You see him in the street, say Mookie, that was a career high for you.
And even though a lot of fantasy football matchups ended last week, we thought we'd have fun and do it again.
Why not?
So who you got at quarterback?
At quarterback, I'm going with my fellow Georgia Bulldog, Matthew Stafford, in Green Bay, where everything matters.
On
I'm
the
going
line.
With Stafford, where everything on the line. And I'm going with Le'Veon Bell, another game in Cincinnati that this matters with Pittsburgh, so I like him.
I'm going with Joe Flacco. They need
Flacco.
A big win.
Did you see Flacco last week?
I'm wacko for Flacco. He's going to get it back. Aaron Foster, I'm going with him. Another team that needs a win. You got to find the games that matter this week.
No doubt.
I'm going Jordy Nelson for the Packers. Charles Clay, I guess his game really doesn't matter, but he's starting to get a nice connection with Tannehill.
Okay. Miami did pretty good. Not bad. Okay, but I'm going to go with Steve Angry Man Smith. Versus Cleveland.
Steve Smith Sr., I like it.
It's a big game for, like you said, it matters for Baltimore. Mm-hmm. You whack over Flacco, so I'm going to go ahead and hope Flacco steps up and throws the ball to my man Steve Smith. My tight end, who I took last week, I couldn't get talked out of it. Antonio Gates, balling. San Diego, Nicole, big time, right?
Big time, Shock.
Okay. Antonio Gates, cool. I'm putting that one on you, so hopefully it matters. And then the defense, I'm going to take Dallas's defense versus Washington. I know RG3 had a good game last week, kind of, sort of, but Dallas has to finish him off. They want that top seed.
I watched Arizona play the other night, and that did not go well.
No.
So I'm thinking the 49ers might continue that trend.
Mm.
I'm going to take the 49ers defense.
They're not playing for anything. But okay.
Send out Jen Harbaugh in style, right?
No doubt
we'll
about it.
We'll see how that goes. All right, well, DJ, I hope you have a great Christmas. Happy holidays to you and yours. Happy holidays to everyone out
there.
Happy
holidays.
We've enjoyed doing this, and we wish nothing but the best during this holiday season. And, hey, if you have some downtime, log on to Equifax.com/Falcons. You have one more week to play against DJ Shockley and try to win a fantastic prize from Equifax.
Bring it.
We'll see you next week on the Score with Equifax Fantasy Show.